I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A bipartisan group of 54 senators have sent a letter to President Biden citing human rights concerns in Turkey. The letter mentions the Armenian genocide from 1915 to 1917. It also highlights atrocities towards Armenians during the recent war between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Vincent Michael of FMI says Turkey's current leadership has pushed them towards totalitarianism. FMI has begun building relationships and ministering in Turkey. Last year, the ministry helped fund Bible materials for children. Michael says we need to pray for ministry workers.
People who have worked for 10, 20, 30 years inside of Turkey as just really good-hearted Christians wanting to make a difference, they're being denied re-entry. They go home, and when they try to get back into the country, they're not being allowed to return. So that just is causing a huge amount of heartbreak.
As Lebanon emerges from lockdown, other disturbing facts are surfacing too. A report released by Lebanon's internal security forces says domestic violence rates nearly doubled in 2020. Three women were murdered in a span of 10 days last month, including a Lebanese celebrity. Hard for Lebanon's Tom Adama.
You also have children that are abused at all different levels, and it's all amplified because of the pandemic.
Hard for Lebanon fosters change by introducing people to Jesus.
God changes everything. You cannot address abuse outside of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and expect a different outcome.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.